This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Hi, it's devout Catholic Mark Wahlberg. It's my pleasure to tell you that Hey Fam is proudly brought to you by the good folks at the Hallow app. Got a favorite psalm or want to say a prayer for the family of the Vietnamese veteran you violently blinded? Then the Hallow app is for you. For just $77 American a month, you can get connected with fellow-minded blessed folk and practice what you preach online. Who knows, maybe I'll see you on there. Stay prayed up.
Hey, America, this is your president, Sleepy Joe Biden, just letting you know that I'm taking it back to 2003 in the White House tonight. That's right. Me and Hunter are playing seminal record Ella Funk by the Black Eyed Peas loud, proud and in full. And you better believe that my girl Fergie is saying the R word 50 times on track three, just as our founding fathers wanted her to. God bless this goddamn beautiful country.
Can I get a hey fam into my whatever, man.
Ma'am? Whatever. Oh, yeah. You're around fam with man. That was
Can
cool.
I get a hey fam. That's right, man. Downloading pods using LAN. Because you want those phosphates. You don't want that unreliable, shittily invented Australian Wi-Fi. Because we invented it.
Yeah.
CSIRO invented it.
And we're so proud of it, too.
We're so proud of it.
The Hills Hoist clothesline.
And the Hilltop Hoods.
And
the Hilltop, they're the three inventions that Australians...
They should rename themselves the Hills Hoist.
They really should. Hoods. They should collab.
Yeah.
You know, Travis Scott's got Macca's.
Yeah,
Kanye
right.
Had
Hilltop
Adidas.
Woods has the Hills Hoist.
Seriously, at the end of the day... Those guys are like doing like US rappers do collabs with fashion. What Australian rappers could do is do it with like, things that help fashion dry, help fashion get clean.
You could
do like a powder, you know, detergent. I saw a movie that was set in like the olden days.
Okay. You've seen like 12 movies in the last week.
I have. But I there was a scene where they were really showing us that it was set in the olden days. And they had like one of those contraptions where you like laid one dress or shirt in a thing. It was almost like a Tears of the Kingdom shrine. And you had to like a huge kind of crank to pull it. And it would just like squeeze water out of clothes.
Which movie is this?
The New Boy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But alas, we are not here to talk about...
Movies, as we are.
No, we're not here to talk about
the olden
wanky
days.
Film festival films.
Well, no, I want to at least know about them.
I'll tell you off mic. There's no way here for.
Really, we're only here to talk about movies that kind of suck.
You can go to my letterbox to see what I've been watching lately.
Because it's Sydney Film Festival at the
That's
moment.
That's right. I got 20 tickets.
What are you averaging? Like how many a day?
I'd say like 1.5.
Yep.
But also I'm having to see some normie shit in there. Like The Flash.
Yeah, we are going to talk about The Flash. I've watched... Today, I'm going to... By the end of today, unless we died while recording this episode, which
unless
might happen.
Unless an older version of us runs backwards or something and tells us to stop recording this, or the people of Hawaii are going to, suffer more than a Moana remake.
Yeah.
Being shot on location.
I'm going to end the day having seen three movies at the cinema.
They call that an Angus Truscott dozen in the baking business.
I know I've definitely had movie days where I've seen two movies at the movies.
Yeah. Three at the cinemas is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I've done that, I'd say, like, I could count on one hand. Like, that's not something I can pull off often.
And you got a lot of fingers.
I'm famously, much like the Marilyn Manson album cover where he has six fingers, banned in Japan. Do you know that? They'll find with him having like tits, which is very funny since certain Japanese video game creators dead name the Wachowski sisters. But they're just like, we don't care about the tits. It's those six fingers that are freaking us out. It's very like unnatural.
Which album was that though?
I don't know. Whichever one. It's like a 96 one. I think the one which ever had like Beautiful People on it. Like okay. Marilyn Manson's like
Antichrist Superstar.
It could be that. Yeah. It's the one where he's like kind of like nakedy in the middle. It's not too dark. It's like a lightish album cover.
Oh, yeah. It's the following album.
Yeah.
It's like his glam album. The drug
Starfuckers?
No, it's like the drug show or something.
Yeah, the dope show. The dope show. Yeah, and on one hand he has like six fingers, and that was just like, I remember as a kid hearing that like it was banned just because of the fingers.
Yeah,
just like how China is not allowed to have like ghosts.
What?
You know, Chinese movies, if there's like ghosts in it, they make like you change the name of it. If it's like, they're just like, we're not allowed, like, we don't do ghosts. It's like, we don't do gay people.
We are afraid of a ghost.
We don't do like people of color. And above all, if they're dead and gay and a ghost, this movie is getting, there's no one on the poster, essentially.
China.
What are they? Middle East just banned Spider-Verse today.
Oh, really?
Because of the Trans Lives Matters. God damn it. Yeah, that's right. Your woke liberal media just, you know,
denied a continent.
Yeah, denied the richest, some might say.
Denied an entire continent, one of the many multiverse movies coming out this
year.
Had
to get fucking political, didn't they?
And it's unfortunately the only multiverse movie they're going to get this year is one where an old actor describes the multiverse using spaghetti.
I mean, I don't know. We haven't seen Shin Ultraman yet. It could be a ramen noodle. It could be... man, you know what would be sick in Fast 10? If Tej gets a Roman noodle and describes...
The multiverse with it, yeah.
You know what? I've been thinking. You know how they essentially went to space in 9 because of the escalation humor that was going on. Like, people being like, they're going to go to space next. You know how they, like, put it in there?
Yeah.
I honestly think... I was thinking back about the film and... remember Cypher parks the DeLorean at the start and is like, remember they made a big song and dance, like, I don't know if you did, but they're like, this is the first Fast movie to have an electric car and it's a parked DeLorean that
Cypher, that's so funny.
Before she rocks up at the Toretto household, which in itself is funny considering no one can find him, Dante etc is after him, but
yeah,
like,
if anyone's
he's
gonna know, it's
in
the
same
one
home
hacker,
for 30 Cypher. Years that, also he's in the same home, yeah, he's been in for 30 years that like has surely been posted on the black web after Shaw blew it up, like, yeah, everyone knows its location. She rocks up in a DeLorean and now I'm just like, after seeing Flash and I was thinking about time travel and stuff, I'm like, do you think that Cypher's from the future and they're literally going to time travel in the next one?
They're
both owned by Universal.
Maybe
Back to the Future.
Maybe that's how you know, like, you can't really make Cypher one of the good guys unless
she's from the
it's
future.
An alternate version.
That's what I mean.
Cypher. Yeah.
I think someone who's seen it maybe killed everybody, but then is about to get killed by Dante and it's just like, I actually need the family to help me.
Oh.
Travels back in time. Like, I would actually not hate 10 as much if they...
Well, I mean, I tell you what, another thing that can make you not hate 10 as much.
Seeing The Flash.
Watching The Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn, dude.
I would pay twice to see Fast 10 because at least I laughed a lot during it.
Dude, I've never ever seen non-stop jokes get no response whatsoever in a cinema like I did with The Flash.
Now,
today.
I also wonder if, like, again, to talk about, like, you know, something that happens in the film, an alternate timeline where Ezra Miller is, you know, given the, like, Citizen of the Year award by Biden. I wonder if the jokes didn't land, particularly because of, like, just the, like, I've never really experienced this before. Like, I can't think of another film where, like, an actor has been, like, so in the press for very bad things for like 2 years and the film comes out with like no one mentioning it. Like, I felt like a repulsion, and I don't mean in like a, you know, virtue signaling like type of thing. Like, I just actually felt like this is like wrong. Like, I don't want to see this person. I don't want to
yeah,
see
I
two
mean, it,
of them.
It helps
but then
that
I'm like,
Ezra
I wonder
is
if
disgusting
like,
to watch act.
Totally. That's the yeah. other thing. I'm wondering if it's like, if none of that happened, would we be still feeling the same level of disgust? I actually think we would, because it's so not well done.
I think like the what annoy me and the most about The Flash, and I've had, like I said, quite a cinematic day. I did not, I couldn't make.
You've had like Archie's Guantanamo Bay.
I've had a fucking wild week as well. Like yesterday, I managed to accidentally rip the front bumper off my car,
right.
And then I had to walk my bumper.
You were doing
burnouts
with
tear.
Archie like a little bee and
that's
Dom.
Right.
You were like, okay, Archie, this is what I'm going
to
teach you.
Fast X was actually a warning to us all of why you shouldn't let your kid do burnouts. But yeah, I had to walk my broken bumper all the way home, then walk back and get my car. And while I was driving my car back, it turns out there was still some bumper attached and it like ripped underneath my car and popped the tire.
fuck, I didn't know about the tire popping.
Oh, man, so ridiculous. So I've, like, lodged a claim. I had to, you know, even though you pay so much money for comprehensive insurance, car insurance, like, they still put you on hold for...
Oh, 2 hours. Yeah, I was so actually... long,
and you have to pay, like, the excess is always so much. But you know what? That 3 hour experience... much more enjoyable than watching the Flash.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, insurance is crazy. I picked up my girlfriend yesterday and she had to wait 40 minutes. We drove from like city to Randwick, a peak hour, which is so dumb. And it was like 40 minute drive. Whole time on phone to on hold to insurance. And you're just like, God damn.
This is very like fucking Seinfeld riff-off comedian in the early 90s. Like pointing, yeah. But it's like, how come every hold music has a moment where there's a 2 second gap?
Yeah.
Where there's silence for 2 seconds and then the fucking jazz starts.
You know what
again.
It is? It's the equivalent of...
Why do they do that?
It's the equivalent of voicemail. Because they can hear you, you know?
Really?
Call center. But you always put on mute. They can hear you. I've had that confirmed to me by several people who worked in call centers and up until recently. But...
What are they waiting for you to like start losing it or something?
No, what I think it is, this 2 second call, the 2 seconds is like, you know, the equivalent of your friend's voicemail where it's like, hello? Haha, gotcha, I'm not there. I reckon they're just like giggling in the offices at us being like, oh, hi, are you there? And then the music starts again. It's probably just entertainment for them.
Yeah, right. I put in a blooper reel.
Yeah, at the end of year. They're like, here's the best like bits where we got people.
But yeah, because I had a gig on Tuesday night of all nights this week, I couldn't make the grand Flash premiere.
I was there. I actually, thanks for reminding me.
I RSVP'd and didn't show up. Which is...
So on the way out, they were handing out... flashlights.
Oh, it's a flashlight. Excellent. Well, Ezra Miller's.
I tried fucking it immediately, and they were like, "No, not flashlight. It's flashlight."
Oh, it's like one of those. Is it one of those little lasers that you shouldn't point at planes?
It's a laser.
Oh, no. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dude, this is actually hilarious.
I know.
So it actually is. It's a.
So it's almost like a bat signal. It has the flash logo. So basically,
it's the flash, the disgusting flash logo.
I think that this is what the state of Hawaii puts in the air. It's kind of the opposite of a bat signal. When Ezra lands, they fire this flash symbol into the air to know to stay inside.
Yeah.
It's like a safety warning.
Only in cinemas, this torch says.
Until two weeks. Until
three, exactly. 2 weeks later.
Yeah, it's a flash bat signal.
Oh, you got like, a flash AAA pass as well.
Yeah. I thought we could do a ceremonial
lanyard,
burning
the lanyard. Yeah. So I didn't want to pay for it, but I still knew I had to see it for.
So you put in an awful, much like the Flash in this movie. You're put into You were put into a conscious. You know, you had to make a very big conscious decision.
Yeah, like
that
I
really
don't weigh
on your conscious. You're like, do I? Yeah,
like the things that we heard about Ezra Miller, the stories that came out in press, the bad news. Mm. That's just what we heard about. The skeletons in Ezra Miller's closet, I reckon, are so dark.
Oh, and you're right. We got like the fit to print version.
Yeah.
The stuff that
and
like,
I don't think this person deserves a career.
I don't think they deserve to be two roles in this movie.
Three
of the leading cast.
Spoilers. Three.
Three of the leading cast of this film.
Ezra plays Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah, and also
Supergirl.
Well, they plays Henry Cavill because they can't get him. You know, Henry is on.
They couldn't get two other
Persona
Superman
non
actors.
Grata.
They couldn't get two other Superman actors who appeared in this one either. So
that's
it
right.
Doesn't really stop them.
It was
does
nice
it?
To see the guy who's shot from the neck down in Shazam got another job in this.
Oh, is that who?
No, that mean oh. No. But it's just like you know how whenever they have Superman now, it's like his head is slightly out of frame.
Well, the only Henry Cavill bit we got was like a frozen moment of him shirtless about to punch. The Justice League, I think. That was any Henry.
No. At the start, he's like, "What? Haven't you called Superman?"
Oh,
he's like,
course.
"He's busy with a volcano." And it's just like a guy from behind. That was insane.
It's so like it's ridiculous that we are actually in a writer's strike now, and not like all these dog shit movies that we've watched over the last year. That feel like they haven't been written by actual writers. Like, how much worse could it get?
I mean, it really started with Fast 10.
Well, no. First, like, Quantumania is like...
Oh, of course, Quantumania. Yeah. But the funny thing about this movie is we're going to go into in a moment because unlike a lot of movies that we can do, you and I riff on with barely like remembering key scenes, actors, directors' names, it is really fundamental, I think, just to like... to enhance... the what the fuck happened is like knowing how long this film was in the oven for. And we will soon learn that this movie probably passed through 20 writers. at one point.
If that. Again, it's like the Ezra Miller situation.
Yeah.
Tony Ryan's that, like, we know about.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is an absurd scenario. But I think before we get into The Flash,
well, I want to tell,
because I have a feeling you and I are going to be like talking about that for 2 hours. It's going to be going over to
don't
the
don't you dare
episode.
Talk about a Star Wars game yet. Because
no, I was just saying, like, what else is happening, well, so we can get this out of the way.
I want to, like, tell everyone how I broke the law successfully.
We'll save it for The Flash.
Well, I mean,
you say it now.
Well, it's going to take it to another movie.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted
let's do non-movie talk, then all movie talk, I think.
Okay.
I think that's easier.
Why don't we work it out?
Well, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything to say. Oh, Avatar's delayed. That's movie talk.
You fucked it.
Yeah, damn it.
And the two video games that you want to talk about are both based on movies.
No, I don't want to talk about them. I don't like talking about trailers for games. I think that's kind of naff.
Well, what do you think about the Avatar game being first person? Surprising, or is it kind of fitting for the fact that you literally, that's what an Avatar would see?
I was about to say, it's very...
I mean, you could argue that's what every character would see. But
yeah,
I mean,
no, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what piloting an Avatar would be. But you're not, you are playing as Na'vi, aren't you?
You are a Na'vi, yeah. I mean, maybe there's a twist somewhere in the game where you find out you're...
Kind of dumb. Like, it's...
You know why? I think they didn't do it just because, like, things could look weird when you fight humans. It could look ridiculous.
Right.
Like, they're going to be like tiny little people. Like when you have different brand molded action figures and some are like 6 inch and some are 11 inch.
Sure.
And I reckon it's because the humans are villains. I reckon they tested both. And I think that would have been like, it just looks like you're fighting like Lego people. But if it's first person, it looks slightly less ridiculous maybe because you don't get that constant comparison. That's what I think.
It would be a fun game where you feel like a fucking giant.
Plus, it looks like it's like Far Cry, and essentially like half of that when you're on vehicles and stuff is third person anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're on the Banshee, you're riding several dire horses, all these animals.
Yeah, it really feels like they hadn't seen the second movie when they made this, like any of this game.
No, there's no water. Or maybe they were just told like, you can't go there.
Right, there's like, no water in your game.
Well, just don't scratch that because we haven't solved the story yet. Or, sure, you know what I mean? Yeah. We don't want to tell you too much. Like, yep. But there's also like an entire planet to play around with.
It's like, is it set in the future or is it set?
Set concurrent to the first two films. It looks like it's set concurrent to number two. It looks like at the start, you are a Na'vi who's been like raised. You've been captured and raised by the humans to like, they're kind of doing the reverse, like I guess teaching Na'vi to be militarized.
Yep.
And then when Jake, Sully, etc., like beat them the first time, you get put in a cryo sleep.
Yeah.
And then when they come back, like the start of two, when they like torch the planet and stuff, that's when you defrost it or come out or something.
Okay.
So you don't know any Na'vi. So that's kind of clever. I think that we are going to be kind of experiencing the Jake Sully-ness of it all, but not through him, just through someone else. So you have to learn what it's like to be a Na'vi, even though you are a Na'vi.
Yep.
I wish it was just a spider simulator and you just got to like do your dreads.
Yep.
Just call people like Dick Breath or whatever he calls people. Dick
Nose. Burn all your t-shirts.
Then I would much rather a spider simulator.
Write songs about your dad.
Yeah, yeah. Have big daddy issues. Yeah. Be an island boy. But yeah, they've been making this for ages. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's the same team that did the, what's it called? It's called The Something.
Oh, The Division?
The Division.
I didn't play, Tom Clancy's Avatar. Jack, is it Jack Ryan meets Avatar?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake Ryan.
Excellent.
Yeah. Crazy dude, Tom Clancy, dead, wrote books, but making games from the dead.
Yeah, totally.
Not available in China.
Famous gamer.
Can't play these in China.
Why not?
Well, he's dead. He's making ghost games.
Oh, ghost games. Yeah, ghost. They're just called Mission Impossible Protocol.
There. Yeah, that's all it's called there. Ghost Dad's just called Dad. Actually, no, they wouldn't show that there because it's got a black person
in it. And that Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Ghost, nothing. Just untitled. Nothing.
Yeah.
No, but again, not getting shown there because Whoopi Goldberg is a person of color.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
But yeah, the... So I didn't watch any of these big presentations.
Was there?
I haven't seen any video footage of Jeff Keighley on a stage in the last week, and my life is all the better for it.
No, but does that mean we haven't seen him for a week talking?
Like, I know lots of other people have
introducing trailers. Does that mean like he's alive? Like not alive?
It's absurd that like he produces two presentations throughout the year where he screens like 20 trailers over the course of like 4 hours.
Yeah, he's kind of like the rich kid in school who has no friends and throws parties that cost like $10,000 just to have friends there and be like, ha, you're my friends, and they all come just for like the food and like they all get a gift bag and leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He strikes me as that energy.
Have you like...
He wants to be part of the game industry.
Have you ever like read or watched a history of the Game Awards? Like what it started with like... what was it called? G6, like the...
Oh, G4?
G4, yeah.
The, that was like a... Was that like a gaming network?
Well,
like
it started thing? Out as like... It was like the man...
The man show.
The man
something.
Show. But it was like... But it was like, an entire television station just for dudes.
That's right. I mean, that's what HeyFam is now.
And it was like, I think like Snoop Dogg presented one year. Samuel L. Jackson presents like... And it's all these shithead dudes making these bad sketches about... You know, this is how you get your girlfriend to shut up so you can play some fucking games.
Yeah, it's like a sketch about like while you're getting head playing Call of Duty and how she's annoying you because her head keeps getting in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a headshot joke or something. I'm sure that's like a bit.
If you could write for this, man.
Yeah, who's to say I wasn't? I'm a scab. During the writer's strike, I'm doing all the man show jokes.
But it's so funny. Yeah, you see all these like crook shit from the past and Jeff Keighley's just kind of like standing there awkwardly.
The nerd.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah.
And now he's like, one day... When it's
my friend Hideo
one day
Kojima.
When when Gamergate happens, I'll be able to step in and do this stuff.
Yeah, he's brave. But there was an Ubisoft showcase. That's what this Avatar
there
and the
was
Star
an Xbox
Wars game
and an Ubisoft one.
Yeah,
yeah. I watch them skipping through bits. I guess
I read a recap.
Yeah, they're like 90 minutes. Some of them.
I'm good, man. Stop wasting. You already waste my time enough with like, all the bullshit you make me play doing your games.
People were saying, a lot of people have been saying Xbox One.
I did everything right and they still indicted me.
All time. Who's going to be the first rapper to sample that?
Oh, man. That should just be a chorus.
Yeah. A lot of people saying Xbox One. I don't know what that means.
What do you mean?
They're just like, Xbox One.
Oh, I thought you meant like, oh, yeah, it's a great console.
We're looking back at the Xbox One. Yeah, they're all like saying Xbox One this. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, what they had like the better stage design. Someone spoke like kind of less awkwardly to
the
camera.
Like maybe they actually had like genuine game announcements.
Sure. Starfield, I guess, is the big one.
Yeah, but I think before that, it was just like some solid announcements. They had heaps of Atlas stuff.
Sure. Oh yeah, that's right. But it's weird. The thing with these like announcements, besides the Ubisoft one, which is like all their software, the PlayStation and Xbox ones are so strange because most of the things they're announcing are coming out on the like rival console and PC.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like they get the exclusive to like kind of trick the audience into thinking that it's an exclusive until like half an hour later when IGN reports like what it's coming out on.
Why can't there be like Nintendo who announced that game is coming to their console 10 years after the other console?
Exactly.
And they're like, huh, isn't that great?
And then
full price.
Asterisk, it says like not available outside of North America.
Streaming
unplayable
only.
In Japan, in Australia, streaming only. The unplayable
the Kings of Video
Kingdom
Games.
Hearts.
Yep.
Which is like, you know, the streaming is so bad that like you can't hit enemies. You die. Like, but they don't care.
They know someone will
I just
buy
put in
garbage.
I think 120 into Tears of the Kingdom this week.
I haven't played any this week.
It ticked over. Fully psycho energy.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's insane.
Are you like, how many shrines do you reckon you have left?
103 I've done.
Fuck
so
yeah, that's great. Well done.
Like 40, 50 something.
You can't see right now. I'm giving Angus a 6-minute Khan style standing ovation.
Exactly.
Which is actually bad.
You need the 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at 1 minute in between. That's vital. I'm just doing that, and I just got the Zonai suit, so my batteries last a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I have that, I'm just going to blaze it below. I've done all the temples, all that stuff. I'm just going to spend a lot of time in the depths.
It's just so much fun.
It's so fucking good. The loop that you create for yourself in the game is amazing, where you're like, I got to go down here to get Zonite, to do this, to discover. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but before you go to the depths to get you need something to light up the depths. Yeah. So you got to go to the caves, get the seeds,
the bright blooms, and then you got to go to the sky to get the sundalions to make sure. It's just it's such a good loop. So much fun. I've been using the what do they call it? The traveler's medallion.
Just warping.
No, the hero's path to see where I haven't been.
Oh, cool. Yeah, great.
So I'll be like, oh, fuck, there's an entire mountain range I haven't been to. I might have just gone to the shrine there while flying around and gone, oh, I'll do that quickly, but I haven't explored everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then when you do that, you end up like running into caves. You're just like, what was I doing again?
I've got to get 70 more moblin dicks to give the fairies to upgrade
exactly.
my armor.
Yeah, I had to find 15 Soldier 1 constructs horns, and it was so hard. To upgrade my Zonite.
Yep.
Yeah, it was insane.
Worth
to
it
just
though.
Like jump around heaps of places where I might have seen constructs.
That's great.
Finished the Dragon Tears. I've just got a few side quests left, but now it's just like shrine time.
Hell yeah.
Loving it.
Haven't gotten to play much. I have read a shitload of Slam Dunk.
That's acceptable, I think. Like, that's a good enough.
Yeah, I'm
to
so
not
hooked.
I really can't wait to borrow them from you.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, it's.
Is it like 31, 32 volumes?
31 See, that, volumes.
That's what I can get into.
And they're all like, I've got three in my bag right now.
You can barely see them.
Whereas if I was carrying around one of those Berserk.
Oh yeah,
Deluxe
you and I
editions,
would both be.
I'd be like, "Can you help me carry my bag?"
I'd be like, "Sorry, Chief, bad back over here."
But yeah, I'm now reading the game that I watched the movie of.
Oh,
but I don't think it's the last game in the series. So it's so funny that they made
but what was the film called?
The first Slam
Dunk. That's what
I
mean. It's already.
And it's about the second last game, I guess.
It's already absurd.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so cool, like reading the beats that I remember from the movie and
having
noticing
words
all the changes.
For it now, knowing.
Because like
what
the movie is, it basically changes who the protagonist of the story is.
Oh, sure.
So you see it from his point of view.
Tight.
And they tell, like, he was the only one that didn't get like a substantial backstory in the manga.
Sure.
So they give him like his awesome backstory. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I'm going to read the shit out of that.
I cannot wait for the movie to come out here, because that's still my favorite movie of the year. That's right. Even better than The Flash.
That's like, I find that hard to believe.
So I didn't want to pay for the aforementioned Flash. And so, but I also didn't want to fully rip off the theater.
No, because you know,
you got
someone might get slapped on the wrist at some point of the day and it'll be your point.
So I bought a ticket to see Elemental. The new Pixar movie, which I've gone on the record as not being excited for in HeyFam's past. But I saw a 10 a.m. screening of that. And then I noticed that there was a 12:20 Flash screening. And I was like, I think I've timed it perfectly.
So good.
So I'll get out of Elemental. Then I need to do is go check every one of the 11 screens.
You were the Grandpa
Simpson at Event
Cinemas.
Yeah,
yeah. You walked in and walked out.
Yeah, exactly. I walked in. The Scuttle Butt. Oh, fuck, that's another one.
It'd be amazing if every cinema you walked into was just playing that one sequence.
Quack.
You're like, what have I done?
Squawkwafina. So Elemental is the latest Pixar movie. It's about...
I think I read today it's their like 29th film.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Is it 29th? No.
That seems like too many, but I also wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. It starts up with a short, which is like Carl from Ups.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready to go on a date.
Well, it's called Up. It's still called Up, and it's about him using Viagra to finally
that
get an erection.
That is good stuff,
yeah,
brother.
Thank you. I'm writing for the Man
of course.
Show, remember?
But that short was like whatever, and I was like, fuck. This
27th
is
film.
27th film.
Yeah.
Toy Story 27.
Toy Story 27, yeah.
And
it's funny because Toy Story 2 then is Toy Story 3.
That's right. And I guess Toy Story 3 would be like Toy Story 10.
Yeah, I think
Toy Story 4 would be Toy Story 21.
Yeah, I really can't wait to do like a Pixar dive with us soon, like a state of the nation. You know what I mean? Like state of play. Like
I want to force myself to watch the ones I haven't seen because there's like maybe three of them that I haven't seen.
Sure.
I think I haven't seen Cars 2 and 3.
Same.
I've never sat through all of Brave. I tried watching it on a plane. I got so bored that I turned it off. And I haven't seen The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, I haven't seen Cars 2 or 3.
Good Dinosaur director also directed this one. So another reason for me to have my hopes down. As I mentioned, the Carl short at the beginning of this, believe it or not, watching an old man get ready for a date, not very fun, but it was pretty inoffensive.
Sure.
But I want more than just inoffensive from my Pixar.
What do you want?
And I wasn't sure I was going to get that from Elemental, but I actually really liked it.
Wow. Okay. That's good for you.
Like it is a bit of a mess. Like it has way too many ideas. Like it doesn't like, cause it's about basically like there in Element City, all of these different elements that I guess come from different parts of the world.
Mm.
So there's fire people and water people and dirt/tree people and cloud people. But I guess the cloud people
are they elements?
Well, they're like wind, I think. So instead of being like just like a wind,
I don't think tree's an element. There's like
well,
a
I guess
lot of
they're dirt or rocks. Like maybe they are rock element. I don't know. It's murky.
Yeah.
But so they're like the four main elements in this movie.
Bizarre.
And water, like the main character is this like teenage girl who is a fire person, and when you,
not the, a first responder.
The movie opens with her mother.
I mean, like she's not a fire like. Firefighter.
No, her mother and her pregnant, her father and her pregnant mother coming here from their country, and it's like vaguely like
okay, immigration story.
It's immigration story, but like, yeah, like the woman playing the main character is of Asian background, but then her father is like Eastern European actor, I think. And then so that they, so I guess it's like this murky kind of like. they get lots of different backgrounds to play each background. So it's not like, it's not like, you know, all the black guys are the tree people or all the white guys are this, you know, it's like there's different ethnicities for each of the elements.
Gotcha.
But you can't help but project like, oh,
it's like how the black people were Gungans in the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, exactly. But like, it's that weird, like, you know, they want to tell a story about racism a la Zootopia, but it's, you know, it's very much dipping the toe in the water of like, you shouldn't hate someone just because they're different to you.
Yeah.
But those stories are still good for kids to see.
They're important to learn. Prejudice, tolerance.
And
some of my favorite things.
Of course, it's a Pixar movie, so it's about parenting. It's about her dad and his expectations for her and her living up to those expectations. Then they have like, like this confusing, the world that they made is very confusing.
It shouldn't be.
But I just don't know how you would tell this story with these elements and it not being confusing. But at the core of it, it's a love story between a fire person and a water person. The water character, Wade, who is...
I get it.
Yeah, he's voiced by... one of the younger dudes from the most recent Jurassic World movie.
Chris Pratt.
And heaps of other TV stuff that I haven't seen. Yeah, Chris Pratt. But he's fucking great. Like, that Wade is like an immediately great character. They do that classic thing where they're like, we're making the main character a girl and she has no joy in her whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she just has to deal with difficult decisions and she has a bad temper and she has to... It's a little bit like... what's the main character of that robot dinosaur game?
Oh.
Aloy?
Aloy. Aloy.
You know how she's just like is the least fun person ever created?
Yeah, she has no personality. Like,
there's shades of her in this character, which is unfortunate, but she's pretty well-rounded besides that. But Wade is such a fun character, and I was kind of moved by the movie by the end of it. It totally has some like absolutely clunky jokes. It has one needle drop, but I think it works. It's like a sports game and Zombie Nation plays.
Okay.
But I mean, the broad humor is nowhere near as gross as like what you get in Mario movie.
No, which you get in Illumination or DreamWorks and stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Animation is like, it's got some amazing set pieces, I have to say. Like of all, I like that they put all this energy into trying to explain this stupid world, because once you kind of understand it, then it allows them to do these crazy set pieces where like they're underwater and there's a tree that's underwater. Whenever like the heat goes near it, the flowers bloom. And
it's cool.
There's like, there's just lots of great little set pieces like that. And there's a really nice story to it. I was really pleasantly surprised by it.
Yeah, right.
Because I was like, fuck, what am I doing to myself seeing two movies that I don't want to see today?
I am such a Pixar fan. Some of my favorite ever movies are Pixar, but it has been like a really interesting 10 years for this company. I guess, you know, they've been mishandled by Disney so much, given the Disney Plusification of just like putting out their content for free. Like, I think it hurt them as a studio. We've also seen innovation in like Sony Animation and like Universal with the Lego movies, just like other places. And it's like, you know, they're doing this. Like, kids are not asking to watch like Turning Red or Luca and stuff. They're asking to watch Encanto and Moana. And it's really interesting seeing that like Disney are kind of eclipsing Pixar in terms of this, like...
Yeah, but then also, like, no one fumbled the bag in terms of animation harder than Disney last year with 100%. That Strange Worlds movie.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And obviously, like, we have the Mario movie almost crossing a billion. We also have Spider-Verse, which is, like, this, as we've spoken about in last week or whatever the week before, is this thing that just, like, fully propels animation to new places, is also a tentpole comic book character, but is also... a fantastic script. Like, it seems to be all of these things that kind of are of the zeitgeist at the moment. And I'm really curious about what Pixar are going to do next, because they are kind of like, they invented the Pixar movie, which is like, you know, we tell stories. When I think of Pixar, I think of like Inside Out, Soul, these ones that are like bigger than what, you know, bigger than, basically they go to places that like Illumination aren't even, they don't even have the GPS for. Like,
I think this movie sits somewhere between, it's above Soul and below Inside Out for me. I think a lot of people, like, depending on how much schmaltz you can handle, you might rank it a little bit lower. People have to remember that I have kids, and I feel like that changes a motherfucker.
No, of course it does. It unlocks something. I'm going to put the heater on. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it, man. Fire it up.
You hot?
But yeah, like, I think the animation is like one of the, I guess the character design maybe is like one of the weaker things about the movie. Like, the water people look awesome. And Joe Pera is in it as like one of the tree guys. And he has like 10 lines, but whatever. I was like fucking yucking it up.
We need Conor O'Malley in the next.
Dude, that would be fucking great. Him just like screaming at the character as like a bucket with a face on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this really brought it back to what I expect from a Pixar movie, where it's like, oh, it's a bunch of fun, weird characters, and the story actually does grip you in, and you do end up quite moved by it. Yeah,
look, I really want to see it.
Yeah, I think because I feel like I love Luca and I love Turning Red. Turning Red feels more like a Pixar movie than Luca does.
I rewatched Luca like 3 weeks ago while babysitting, and no, it feels so Pixar.
Okay, sweet.
It's like
I love Luca's my preferred of those two movies, and I like it more than Elemental too. But
Luca's so good.
It feels like a step in a different direction, which I was up for.
Yeah.
Whereas this Elemental feels like course correction, but in a good way.
Luca gives me Ghibli vibes.
Yeah.
And I also just love the look of Luca, how it's
the
like
simplicity of it is what
not
I like
trying
so
to be like, look how fucking real this water is, like those, you know, video game guys who love water. It's not trying to do that. Sometimes it's just like a flat line. Luca, and the length of Luca is so good. It's just like nothing, there's no fat on that film.
No, definitely not. This is a brisk pace, especially, I mean, look, I might like this movie so much more because of the movie that I saw immediately after it. But, if you were like me and going, maybe I need to skip Elemental. If you like animated movies, you'll probably get quite a lot out of Elemental.
Yeah. Look, I really want to see it. I'm a Pixar head. I think they've done far more. They're like the best animation studio, I think, in terms of hit for hit,
absolutely.
What they've done.
The movies that shaped me. 100%. I feel like as soon as I turn 10 and they start putting movies out.
We're that first gen Pixar, you know what I mean? Like that sans Cars first like 10, 12 movies is like what we were shaped on. It's so good.
I still like, I remember watching Cars with my girlfriend at the time and just being like, damn, they made a bad one.
They fell off. Yeah. And really learning about the one for... Really learning about... Is Cars a Disney one or a Pixar when it was...
No, Planes is the Disney one.
No, I mean, is Cars when... Was that... After Disney bought them, remember there was like,
I can't remember.
I think it is because of Toy Story 2 was originally.
But their movies cost so much money to make. Like this Elemental cost double what Spider-Verse did, and there's no like the most famous actor in the cast is Captain O'Hara.
Yeah, right.
Who's great, by the way. I feel like they had so much fun doing all the water characters, and then the fire guys are just like. So serious and like
it's hot in here.
Yeah. The kind of they're always flaming, which must have been very difficult to achieve, but it kind of looks a little bit off. I don't know.
Sure.
I feel like when I think of like
fire is such a hard
fire characters, I always think of like the ultimate one, which is what's his name from
Calcifer.
It's Calcifer. Yeah.
You've got a water on him right now.
Yeah, yeah,
you've got a bit of an elemental action going here. You've got a fire and water.
And I know that like that was 2D animation, but they clearly animated that with computers, his flame.
I think it's a CG thing.
Yeah, it looks great in that.
What about the fireball in the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Oh, what a character. I can't remember who's that. Or is it just thing that
I don't know. I just like, I'm sure I think Peach like has a flower and throws a fireball.
So now I can't. Whenever I see now that Archie's like considering seeing more movies, I just like I can't not watch them and go like fuck. This is probably a step too far for him and his anxieties. But like then I think about how funny it was that the only thing that like made him like, oh no, in the Super Mario movie is when their plumbing job is going wrong.
Just absurd. Just so like good. He's like, have they paid their taxes?
And
I told you,
remember how after we saw it, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the only thing that's going to make him freak out. And it did. Yeah.
He's like, fuck, have they done their taxes right? Is the IRS going to get Mario and his business, his small loans?
Because this totally does the thing where it's like, oh no, I'm letting my parents down. And I know that would like fuck him up so bad.
Yeah. Damn. Do you think he can separate himself from the fact they're like made of water and fire and be like, this is a metaphor for
race?
Is he like Drax? He just takes it too literally.
He's an empath. And so someone starts doing the thing that they shouldn't be doing or the wrong thing happens to them. And he either feels like it's happening to him and he feels bad for himself.
Oh, so he's Mantis.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I can only operate in Guardians.
Well, you've moved on from Star Wars to Guardians.
It's the same thing, basically.
When I was looking for, it was fucking like so taunting me. When I was looking for, and of course it was the last cinema that I went into to find the Flash at 12:20 today. I walked into Guardians.
Yeah, you're like, I'd rather
watch this. Fuck, I could watch at least this scene again. It was the
best thing you can say about the Flash is the it is definitely the third best superhero movie in cinemas right now.
What have you got?
You got Spider-Verse, Guardians 1, Guardians 2.
Yeah, because then I walked into Spider-Verse as well, and it was literally the beginning, the fucking drum shit. And
yeah, I
was
you're like, I could stay.
Damn it. Yeah, how good, yeah.
Flash is definitely, and this is being subjective, the third best superhero.
I did walk into Little Mermaid, but it was the end credits.
Oh, okay. The best part.
I walked into like another fucking awesome looking Indian movie.
Yeah.
They show shitloads at Paramount.
There's one, I think there's a population around, of Indian people around here, or maybe there's like they're driving from certain place to the city, because on the right, we'll see it tonight when we drive in, there is a huge billboard always just with like Indian movies, like a few blocks down from
here. Mad. Well, I mean, you're pretty close to like Auburn and
I think people coming from Auburn would see that and be like, hit that shit.
Yeah. I need to like make it a ritual, like at least one a month.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't all be,
they are long.
Actually, the last movie I snuck into was that shithouse 3 hour long Indian superhero movie.
Oh, the DJ one?
Brahma.
Did you sneak into that?
Yeah, I snuck into that.
I thought you watched it. I thought you paid for it.
Well, no, I went to pay for it.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
And I was like running late, and it didn't show up on the app anymore, and I was like, oh, fuck it. And noise. I walked in.
Yeah.
I paid for a ticket today, and there was no one. When you go see it at 10 a.m.,
no one's there.
There's almost no staff.
They're like shaming you for showing up, essentially.
Yeah, there was only 4 people in the Elemental screening at 10.
All
and
Elements.
There was maybe half full cinema for The Flash.
All Elements
Fuck, I
present.
Hope The Flash tanks, and I hope word of mouth for Elemental
is
positive.
Yeah, like, I really don't know what's going to happen with it. I mean, look, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to jump into The Flash, I think.
Yep.
Do you want to stop it? I've got to piss.
And now, a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
All right, I'm back.
He's back. Good piss?
Well, I didn't actually go to pee. I tried to run really fast so I could run.
Go back in time.
Just so I could go back and tell you
Levins,
and I.
Don't see Elemental.
No, don't you and I to maybe not do this, but look, this is like, I don't know, when we started this podcast, the DCEU was about to begin, and now I guess this is like it's ending. Maybe, but no one seems to be giving straight answers because of how absurd this film is. Not the content, but the creation and gestation and release of this film is just so absurd. It's so absurd. And you can't help, you know, you and I aren't like industry heads, but you can't help but... Like, I wonder if there's a person who's so blissfully ignorant who's walking into this, not knowing that like... The universe is being rebooted, not knowing anything about like the Snyder cuts. I wonder if anyone is out there just being like, I'm watching this movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes wish I had
that
knowledge.
Watched this Fast Guy movie.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's Ben Affleck, I guess. You know, like.
Insane that like this is, I didn't realize there would be like a Justice League.
Well, there isn't.
Fight or almost full Justice League.
Like a half
day. Yeah. It's 3 of them.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, oh, okay, I guess these guys are in it. Like, and like, I feel like 5 years ago, that would have been enough.
That's all we wanted 5 years ago.
Exactly.
I mean,
right?
This is essentially, yeah. But look, you pointed at it last, maybe a couple of weeks ago, and then I kind of was like, hey, maybe we should save this for The Flash. But I've collated like a bunch of history. I'm not going to like read it all out to Boris, but I think it's really interesting to track the production of this to help you understand why this movie. You know, it's out now. We don't know Tom Cruise or Stephen King, so we had to wait for general release to watch this film.
And also, it's not like The Flash is a, you know, it's baffling to me that this movie took so long to get made, because
The Flash is like one of the most iconic superheroes of all time.
Yeah, and I remember when I was like, I have drawings of superheroes that I did when I was a kid, when I was like 8-10 years old.
Wally West. Or
I would always draw. I don't even read comics, but I knew who The Flash was, and I loved that costume.
Yeah, I remember, I think my first exposure to The Flash was when I was in Hawaii. No, I was a 9-year-old girl in Hawaii. No, I
with a bullet in my mouth.
I think it was like a VHS, and I can't remember what one it was. It could have been Batman 89 or something, but it was for the Flash live action series.
Yep.
And I believe in Australia, and I'm not sure about in other parts of the world, but it was the pilot episode was released as like a movie. Whoa. On video, and it was an ad for that. And wow. I just thought it was like, I didn't understand at the time that it was a pilot for or whatever.
Mark Hamill was in that, huh?
He was the trickster.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the a movie. So I never saw it eventuate, but I can still remember seeing this like guy running around. And, you know, it probably looks shit now, but back then thinking like, this looks really cool and serious and like Batman or something. Like, I was like, oh, this looks cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everything I knew about comics, I learned from Mad Magazine.
Sure.
So I read all the parodies of them without actually reading the or watching.
That's how I learned a lot about film, was via The Simpsons.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, obviously that too,
the
yeah.
film, and then you're like, oh, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah,
but yeah, this film, I mean, it's, you know, I saw that, like I just said, then I saw that thing in late 89 or 80 92 or something. But Joseph Loeb, who we know as a guy who's written a bunch of comics,
mm-hmm.
He wrote Dark. Like Long Halloween,
yep. Dark Victory.
Do you know he was actually a screenwriter before a comic book author?
Yes.
So he wrote the movie Teen Wolf,
uh-huh.
which I had no idea. But this is when the production of this starts back. And there's a great Twitter thread by
someone. He then, like post-comics, he then was like the executive producer of all of the non-MCU Marvel TV stuff.
That's right.
So all Agents That's of right. S.H.I.E.L.D. and all
Agents
that kind of stuff.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter.
Yep.
What else was there? Wait, was he responsible for Inhumans?
I don't know if he quit by then, but possibly, yeah.
Sure, yeah, because I used to be like, oh, it's actually, I thought it was a different guy with the same name, but I had no idea he was leapfrogging around. But yeah, he was hired to write a screenplay, then that was dumped for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And this is like, I guess on the success of Batman 89 and stuff.
Yep.
And they're like, oh shit, people, because you know, superhero movies were dead before 89. Like the Superman sequels were just like tanking. You have like Christopher Reeve was directing like Quest for Peace and stuff, and that was just like absolutely dog shit. Whatever. It took a long time for superhero films to recover. They were surprised that Batman worked so well. And even then, no one thought Batman was going to be great. They thought Tim Burton was like a huge gamble. Michael Keaton, like, you know, we don't need to speak about that. Then 2004, Warner Brothers really loved the Batman Begins script by David Goyer. Again, course correction, I guess, after Batman and Robin and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And they offered David Goyer, they said to him, you can either do The Flash or Green Lantern. And he said The Flash, and he wanted Ryan Reynolds, funnily enough, who would go on to play Green Lantern as Wally West.
Wasn't there also going to be a, because there were two Flashes in George Miller's Justice League movies.
Well,
that's not getting to now. Then, is it?
Yeah, no, this is before then. So, and then in 2007, Goyer said they couldn't agree on what would make for a cool Flash film, which we know means creative differences, which is a phrase I'd say many people will say in the lead between 2007 to 2023.
It's, yeah, it's all superheroes' greatest nemesis, creative
That's right.
differences.
They just didn't know what to do. And it's so funny because this is 2007.
Make a guy run fast. How fucking hard is it?
Also, this is a few years after Batman Begins. Dark Knight's already getting hype. It's not out yet. So
there's no Iron Man yet.
No Iron Man.
So we're like, oh shit, how do we do a grounded movie about a guy who runs really fast?
And,
impossible.
You know, people will get mad at this, but The Flash is viewed as, and I think a lot of people do, as like DCU's, the DC Spider-Man in a way, like young, hopeful, not, you know, very different, obviously, in terms of powers,
I guess,
and stuff.
Eventually, because like, yeah, like some iterations of it, like Barry Allen to me is old,
yeah,
and Wally West to me is young,
yeah. Wally West is kind of Peter Parker,
but then Wally West ends up having a family and kids, and then he has,
it's very strange,
yeah. But impulse,
The Flash, like, I guess the one I'm thinking about is the one I would watch in like the Justice League cartoon
for sure, yeah.
Then Sean Levy is offered it 2 days later. Now, Sean Levy, you might know from Big Fat Liar, Cheaper by the Dozen, and Pink Panther, but he said, no, I want to do Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
You know,
now, Sean Levy is now doing Deadpool 3. He just did Free Guy. He's that guy.
Oh, God. Fucking hell.
Insane. Insane. So, still in 2007, David Dobkin, who, as I like to call, Vince Vaughn's number one fan, as he directed Fred Claus and Wedding Crashers. He is then signed on to direct. And then at that point, it's confirmed as a spin-off from Justice League Mortal, which is this... Man, we could do a whole fucking... There needs to be a movie on Justice League Mortal.
I wonder what would that movie would be like if it came out. Like, I feel like comic book fans would hate it, but maybe like as a movie, it would be good.
It's really interesting because, yeah, George Miller, one of the great filmmakers...
Happy Feet. Happy Feet 2.
Happy Feet 2, Mad Max Fury Road, you know... Need we say more?
The Genie movie that
came
out last year.
3,000 Years of Longing. So this is interesting because I think this movie probably would have tried to happen were it not for the announcement of the Avengers. Because at this point, they were very happy to have your Dark Knight trilogy and a separate Batman, and they thought people would be fine with it. Ironically enough, that's what they're doing now.
Yep.
There is Batman is just a character that people need a grounded version, I think. There are a lot of mainstream, we've been kind of led to believe he's a grounded character. I think we've been like tricked by cinema so that he can't, that we need that.
Yep.
Or something. I think like they've tried, they can't succeed. But this was going to be a spin-off to Justice League Mortal, and it was going to end with, which was the, that film, Justice League Mortal, was going to end with Barry Allen dying and Wally West assuming his mantle. And Barry Allen was played by Adam Brody,
yep,
the Seth from the OC, and Anton Yelchin, RIP, was going to be Wally West. So this movie, I think...
Was Anton Yelchin, he's the Star Trek guy? That,
yeah, the guy that crushed, died when the car failed, yeah, and yeah, the brakes, which is so tragic. He's such a great guy.
Great guy.
Green Room, incredible film. He's fantastic in Star Trek. But... that was going to be a spin-off of that, which was 2007. So they're already like, cool, we'll do a Flash movie based on Justice League Mortal. Justice League Mortal is insane. Now, Justice League Mortal was getting fast-tracked to... This is so funny. This could sound like...
I wish that we got that just because I feel like people think you need to go the Marvel, the MCU route now. And I feel like when... Justice League, when that movie was being made, I feel like everyone knew those main DC heroes as like walk around characters at Warner Brothers Movie yeah. World or like yeah. Six Flags or whatever.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't about like, you know, it was like Batman and maybe
Superman. Cinematic Universe yeah, hadn't been major. I mean,
exactly.
Warner Brothers could have put Christian Bale in it, but I completely imagine Christian Bale and Chris Nolan saying no.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know what? That suits me fine. I think that, you know, much like comics, you can have very different versions of characters. And I just think, you know, Nolan had already laid out that this is a very grounded world and that shit doesn't happen. Whereas, you know, it had Megan Gale, an Australian model, cast as Wonder Woman,
yep.
Had Armie Hammer as Batman, yeah. Which again, you know, you wouldn't be able to do now. I forget who played
you
Superman.
Can't do that.
I don't know who played Aquaman, but yeah, it was like pretty, it would have, I guess, be, you know, been the first superhero team up movie because it would have beat Avengers.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what's crazy about that movie is it was getting fast tracked because a writer's strike was coming yep. up, the famous writer's strike, but they were too late and production had to get picked up again in 2008 when that ended. And another reason that killed this movie, which is why I'm like, this movie was probably never going to happen, is it got denied the tax rebate.
Yeah, that's right.
Because in they Australia. Didn't cast enough Australians in it.
That's right.
Which is insane. Like, I guess in leading roles.
Yeah.
I mean, what, Russell Crowe ended up playing Jor-El, which is really funny. I'm sure you could have thrown him in. Ben Mendo, I think, could have been a great reverse Flash. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Anyway, that movie gets scratched. And then The Dark Knight becomes like a phenomenon, like critical.
Yeah. Kind of changed the way people view superhero movies.
Yeah,
I
don't think it's there's not one that's been viewed like that since. I think and it not only viewed like that, but had that much box office impact.
I feel like like that. Certainly not from financially, but I feel like in terms of impact, I feel like that one movie rivals the entirety of the MCU.
100%. Yeah.
In like, terms of influence,
the way
and
I use
like,
this as a limb is my mom went to watch it.
Yeah.
And loved it. Whereas my mum would like not watch an MCU film.
Big fan of Quantumania.
Huge Quantumania head over here. So yeah, and they were like, look, you know what? It's not going to work having two Batman. Let's park it. Also, at this point, Thor, Iron Man, and Cap have come out and they're leading towards the Avengers. And they're just like, oh, that's what they're doing. That kind of makes more sense. We're going to maybe... And this is when... I guess the beginning of Warner Brothers, Can I Look at Your Homework starts beginning. Sure. Something that will
Can I look at your homework, but also can I do it really quickly?
Can I look at your homework, but I'm going to do it like back to front and kind of get things mixed up along the way. Then another point, look, a bunch of people are hired to work on The Flash, 2009, Jeff Johns, Greg, I know just a bunch of people. It's bizarre. I'm going to skip this bit. I'm going to skip it. Then... Barry Allen was going to be the lead because Jeff Johns just brought the character back in the comics. Like so much happens
outside this movie of it to influence this movie. Yeah, for sure.
And then in 2014, a big thing comes, and that is the announcement of that Man of Steel, which had been out for a year, is actually the first film in a planned cinematic universe for DC. Now, this is kind of the first mention of, I guess, the iteration we have now. So the original slate, just for those who need to remember, was 2013 Man of Steel. 2016 was Batman versus Superman Suicide Squad. 2017 was Wonder Woman and Justice League Part 1. So we're going to get this movie in 2018. So they announced it 4 years early. It's going to be The Flash. Later that year, we would also see Aquaman, whatever, some other films came out. Now, at that point, Zack Snyder cast Ezra Miller. Zack Snyder cast, this is why it's still, I guess, referred to as a Snyderverse. Like, he cast the League.
Yeah.
In that, you know, famous logo sequence.
Of course. Who could forget?
Who can forget? And he cast him after watching The Perks of Being a Wallflower, that young adult teen, you know, film. James Wan was offered The Flash, but chose Aquaman. Just because he said The Flash has been done to death on television, and like Aquaman was kind
of
like,
of course, we didn't talk about that, like the CW shows.
That's right. At this point, the CW first season has started in 2013.
So, and they had like moderate success after with the
Arrowverse.
And then they...
I think Barry Allen like was a guest maybe in Arrowverse finale or something, and that led to the back door.
But I remember like the Flash series, like that was the best viewers they got. People were like,
people love The Flash. People say it's like the pinnacle of the Arrowverse of that series.
Yeah.
And it's like, to a lot of people, Barry Allen. Like, that is, you know, their Barry Allen. And I guess like also like besides, I don't think even it was Barry Allen in the 80s series. It was probably Wally West. Like, there wasn't ever...
It's a better name.
Wally West.
Yeah.
You got that superhero alliteration. Yeah. You know, something that like you really need. All the greats. Bruce Banner, Peter Parker, Miles Morales.
You're better at this than I am.
You know, Clark Kent, there's alliteration phonetically, but not in spelling. And then, okay, so James Wan turns it down. 2015, Phil Lord and Chris Miller are attached, and they're working on a treatment, and we're going to direct it, but then pull out because of Solo. And they stay on as producers. They're not producers now, but they stay on at that point.
It's so interesting. That's like the most interesting route.
Had the Lego movie been out then? I think it had.
They,
you know, it's still one of the greatest ever Justice League sequences, I think, is in like the Batman Lego movie.
They have a party without Batman.
Have a party without Batman, but also like the Flash in the Lego movie. One is fantastic.
Boss,
Green Lantern is it Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
And Channing Tatum is the Flash. It's fantastic. They pull out someone called Seth Graham Smith is attached. It was going to be his debut film, which is insane. He still hasn't directed a film.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
Yeah. But he was given that. I don't know why. Then 2016, another Star Wars director, Rick Famuyiwa, is then brought on. Now he writes a script. He wants to make a film that is resonating for young viewers. He just made Dope. This is years before Mandalorian. He casts Iris West, who I believe is still the same actress that we have in the film today. This film is insane. Like, sorry if this is boring. I don't know.
Oh, I love it. It's so fascinating. And it paints a picture of like, there's no possible way this movie can succeed.
Also, he casts Ray Fisher, and it's going to be like a Flash and Cyborg movie, like buddies.
Okay.
It's very grounded. It's very street level. It's fun. Like, he posted it, a script that he did a page one rewrite, and posted a photo, I believe, on Twitter or Instagram or something of like the script. And he had a Cyborg and Flash action figure standing on it. And Ray Fisher has come out and said, yeah, I was going to be in it. Gal Gadot was also going to be in a cameo. But I think Ray was essentially like, you know, second lead with Ezra for a lot of it. Then in 2016, they show Legends of Tomorrow.
Which is so long ago.
You remember that TV show Legends of Tomorrow?
CW, Legends of Tomorrow.
Now, before an episode, they showed Flash concept art. And it was Barry handling street-level crime, doing detective work. Like him at crime scenes, like CSI stuff. Like, I guess he does in the
Which
Flash.
We get none of in this movie.
I didn't even know he had a job in this universe, because he watches like Rick and Morty and stuff. That's all I knew about him.
Yeah.
Then, months before filming, it finally looks like it's starting, Rick Famuyiwa leaves. Citing creative differences.
Got him again.
Sources say that the Dope Helmer's vision had more edge. Like, it was edgy, it was streety. It was like, I guess, you know, not Snyder-y.
Was it edgier than seven babies falling from a skyscraper?
I think it was eight in his. I think they got it down.
Yeah, sure.
And they said no. The studio were like, no. Now, at this point, it was put on hold because Ezra Miller was getting ready to star in Fantastic Beasts 2, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Thank God.
This is this cross-section of Warner Brothers.
What's his fucking name in that? Like Crandall or Cletus or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like, is it? Yeah, Credence.
Credence.
You're very close. Then they decide to take the film. Warner Brothers decide to take it into a completely different direction.
Is this when it becomes Flashpoint?
Yeah, they hired Joby Harold to write the film. Now, he's just written Rise of the Beast, which just came out. And also...
You were meant to see, but you didn't see.
I didn't see because Chess Bro couldn't make it. And Army of the Dead, the Zack Snyder
film.
Oh,
wow. So he's a Zack Bro.
I'd say so. And in this period, so he was going to write it, never direct. But they asked Robert Zemeckis, Matthew Vaughn, who did like X-Men First Class, yeah, Gentleman, yep. Sam Kick Raimi, ass. Mark Webb of the Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 fame, Jordan Peele, and Ben Affleck to direct The Flash. All say no or have scheduling conflicts.
Oh my
this
God.
Is insane, yeah, right? Yeah. Then in 2017 at San Diego Comic Con, Warner Brothers announced that it's now called Flashpoint, which is insane because like Flashpoint is like maybe 70 years after the character's creation, yeah, this event happens. We haven't even got a fucking Flash origin story. And I don't think you need to make any superhero movies first film an origin story. I think that's kind of bunk now considering these characters are like mythologized in so much media, but yeah, come on.
Like, and in a way that's why I wanted George Miller's Justice League,
totally, because like, we all know these characters,
you know these guys. Yeah,
that's why we've always said we love like Homecoming and Civil War. There's no explanation, we just know this shit. So it was going to be like a pretty, you know, straight up adaptation where he goes back and saves his mother's life. At one point maybe Thomas Wayne, who was depicted by I forget who, Jeffrey Dean Morgan in BVS was going to maybe be Thomas Wayne's van. Like, it's
that's I remember that. Like, what everyone loved about Flashpoint was the Brian Azzarello written spin-off.
Martha Wayne's Joker, yeah, and Thomas Wayne's Batman.
Yeah,
and they again, lose, like, you can't Bruce. Fuck with multiverse stuff unless you've done your homework, and because otherwise it means nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you need to actually have a Batman movie where his parents die.
And like, Flashpoint happens. That's an event that happened.
To reboot the New 52.
Yeah.
Like the thing is, and I think this is something I'd love to talk about more when we talk about it, these straight up comic adaptations of events, you know, fanboys like clamor and be like, oh, this is great, I can't wait for this. But these are usually like publishing techniques to just reboot and start from number ones again. Like,
I mean, Marvel's case, most of the events exist so they can mirror things that happened in the movies.
Yeah, but yeah. Then with Secret Wars coming up, that's just another opportunity for them to do a clean slate
wipe. Marvel events just mean, okay, well, let's change the race of this character.
Change the race of the character, change the sex. Oh, wait, people didn't like it. Let's go back and bring back Wolverine from the dead. Like, yeah, it's these things aren't movie techniques or narratives. Yeah. They're like fucking slate clearing devices designed to create 50 new number one issues that people will all buy and get a news story about.
And then quit by issue 6.
100%. Yeah. That's all they are. Damn. 2018. Now, this is interesting. John Francis Daley and Jonathan Goldstein are asked to direct of
Game Night,
most famously, Dungeons & Dragons, which for all intents and purposes is the best Hollywood blockbuster action adventure film this year.
Fuck, I need to see it.
Same. Everywhere. I haven't seen it yet.
Are we going to watch that?
I think it's out on streaming soon.
It's been 3 weeks. What are they doing?
Yeah. They were going to be new directors, and it was reverted back to the title of The Flash. And I think they were like, maybe not so much Flashpoint.
But it's still, I think from the moment they say it's going to be Flashpoint, there's elements of Flashpoint,
which is
in all future versions.
Yeah. Filming was going to begin February 2019 and was delayed because of Fantastic Beasts once again.
Oh my God.
Turfy old J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts delayed it. Now, this is what I find a really interesting part of the production. Ezra Miller starts getting quite a lot of power.
Yep.
And Ezra Miller said, apparently, the story goes, Ezra Miller was not a fan of their take on the script. It was lighter. It was fun. I mean, you know, these are the guys that wrote Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
These are the guys that did Game Night and, as we know, Dungeons & Dragons.
This is one of the guys who was in Freaks & Geeks.
It was Sam Weir from Freaks & Geeks. Ezra Miller, the wild, what does he call himself, the goose wizard, isn't one for lightness. So then gets Grant Morrison, one of our favorite authors, to help with the script. Now, Ezra is
fellow NB Flash
NB,
lover.
Yeah. Now this is could be a film into itself. They get 2 weeks to write a script together. Warner Brothers give them, they say you can have 2 weeks and then we're going to choose between the lighter version you don't like and the Grant Morrison, your version. And you know, those dudes are just like, getting dark, getting crazy, talking shit about jokes. So Ezra Miller and Grant Morrison is really inspired by Back to the Future, which is very interesting because that's kind of what the movie is that's out now, parts of it. But Warner Brothers want to explore more of the multiverse. So they reject their script. They reject all of their scripts. They are the ones pushing the multiverse. I'm actually really curious in Grant Morrison's, which sounds like a straight up time travel movie. Because one thing I'll say before getting ahead of myself, I would have really think one big thing would improve this movie is it's just two Flashes. A straight up time travel movie, not multiverse stuff.
I was almost tricked into liking this movie in the middle of it.
Same.
Where it's, the two Flashes and what do you mean there's no superheroes in this world?
Yeah.
And then so Barry tries to track down the superheroes that he knows exists.
And they don't exist.
And I was like, oh shit, this is fun.
I promise you that was the Grant Morrison script, that whole Back to the Future sequence. Yeah. And I was like, this is interesting. But this is cool.
I don't give a fuck about Michael Keaton coming back as Batman.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Zod those two films are great.
And
Well, we'll get into that with the movie. at this point, Andy Muschietti is finally tapped to reveal to direct The Flash.
So, and he previously did The It.
2019. COVID hasn't happened yet.
Oh my God.
COVID has not happened.
So he did the two It movies, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Christina Hodgson, who wrote Birds of Prey, the aborted Batgirl film, which is also impacts this film.
That I know. So I was trying to look up what Michael Keaton got paid for this movie, because all throughout the movie I was like, fuck me dead, I hope it was a lot. But I know he got paid $2 million to be in Batgirl.
That's not a lot of money.
Well, apparently he was in
Batgirl. A lot of money for you.
He was in Batgirl for a cameo.
Oh, okay. That's a glorified cameo. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. So then they get the screenwriter, Bumblebee. It's all looking like it's happening. It's being slated for July 2022. Boom, COVID happens. Then Michael Keaton, around June of 2020, that's when we first hear that he's entered negotiations. Ray Fisher is not in it because he's being offered a fraction of his traditional salary and is removed. 2020, we've also learned Ben Affleck is confirmed, a man who has famously hit the bottle, done all this shit because of how much that movie destroyed
him. Cyborg went from thinking he was going to be Ray Fisher, thought he was going to be a co-star.
He probably was at one point.
And then they were like, oh, you're still going to be in the movie.
Do a Justice League scene.
Yeah, exactly. But then he was like, no, fuck that.
Yeah, which more power to him. And this guy has been, as for all intents and purposes, like treated like shit.
Yeah, no one got it worse from this era of movies than him.
Fandome happens. They say that
still the best name. This is
just fucking Fandome. At this point, there's no talk of James Gunn, but this is 2020. That weird bizarre online event.
Sloppy toffee.
they say that it's going to be. Andy, his wife, is the producer of this film and says that this is going to be a restart of the cinematic universe. So already this film before a new creative figurehead is put in place. This film is now being called as like a restart film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that works for it and against it because, you know, it's a dog whistle for Snyder fans, but it's also people that don't care about it. You don't care about it. Then February 21, so then it finally begins shooting after 30 years of production,
mm-hmm.
April 19th, 2021. But then 2022 rolls around. So they've done a bit of filming, but then 2022, January 28th, Ezra posts a video telling the North Carolina chapter of the Ku Klux Klan to kill themselves. Then in 2022, it's now delayed until June 2023 because they have a lot of effect shots to do. But also in this time, Ezra Miller is arrested famously in Hawaii, charged with disorderly conduct and harassment. Miller later claims that they were accosted by a Nazi and that they filmed themselves being assaulted to sell for NFT crypto art. They are then taken into custody for second degree assault in April, where they threw a chair at a woman's head. They plead not guilty. Then another restraining order is put out. This is all within 3 months.
This is what I look back at as the best 3 months of Hey Fam.
Oh, 100%. Another restraining order is put out by the Iron Eyes family because of a relationship with their young daughter, Gibson Iron Eyes. They're accused of grooming this child since they are 12 and giving them LSD. Just insane accusations and crimes, if true. At that point, Gibson Iron Eyes, the girl, says none of it's true. But also, Ezra Miller starts posting memes aimed at police saying that they can't catch them on Instagram, which is like really funny, I think. Whatever, all this happens, and this leaves Warner Brothers with a crazy, crazy thing. They can either it's being rumored by like Variety and stuff. They have three options. They can, Ezra can get help and then do very limited press when the movie comes out. They can market the movie and not show any Ezra and then use this to like recast, or they scrap it completely, which they just done with Batgirl.
Yep.
So they kind of do what number one is, I guess.
Yeah. Ezra was definitely put into rehab and, you know, did a lot of media training to
not talk.
Yeah, exactly. They've done limited press over the last week. I've seen a few. Ezra's got nice long hair now. And
looking very Aquaman-ish.
I was going to say Jared Leto-ish.
They're very Dante from Fast 10.
Yeah. Yeah, but I really thought that at one point this movie was going to be scrapped. Like, it made no sense that they pushed forward with it to me. But I feel like they just spent that much more money on this movie that maybe they couldn't just make it a taxable loss.
Again, I'm sure we'll find out more. But the road to this movie is fucking bonkers.
So they start screening it. They do like test screenings, and as they are happening, like,
this is part of their bizarre rollout, isn't it? Where they're like, fuck, we can't do a traditional rollout because this movie is like completely saturated in controversy. How are we going to get good word of mouth? Especially in this like era of
this is where I'm the most curious about. So we got random tweets that weren't even in the same week as each other. It was just like one after the other, like week by week. So there was an interview with Tom Cruise in which he said that he saw it and that he loved it. Stephen King did a tweet about it. I got an advanced screening of The Flash today. As a rule, I don't care a lot for superhero movies, but this one is special. It's heartfelt, funny, and eye-popping.
I
loved it.
Now, Terry Crews and his entire family is contacted. I wonder if they got Tom Cruise and Terry Crews mixed up.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Terry Crews doesn't have the commanding audience.
Jaden Smith, which is just bizarre. Like, why are you showing that guy?
I reckon they're like, Will, can you go see the movie? Because I feel like Will is fringe enough that like, he has like, if Will says something, people listen.
Yeah, it's just such an absurd.
It was like, can I just send my dumb ass son?
Now, talking about the movie later, but I have a feeling Tom Cruise watched it to approve a certain scene or line.
Yeah, I think
so. And I think that's all they were shown. I think it's a lie that he saw the whole film.
Do you reckon it was, but like, do you reckon you need to get Tom Cruise's approval just to mention the word fucking Top Gun or Maverick?
I think you use that opportunity to be like, let's get Tom Cruise to watch it.
Okay.
And say they like it. And so we can get cool press.
There's no way
by Mr.
he wouldn't
Cinema
have
himself.
Been frustrated out of his mind watching this shit.
Well, none of it looks real.
Exactly.
None of it's real. Like,
yeah,
he'd be like, I could run that fast. Like, he can run that fast.
Yeah,
we know
exactly.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
We know this for an absolute fact.
Yeah, the Speed Force has nothing on the Cruise Force.
Fuck no, that force is crazy. But it's finally here. It's out. Soups has seen it. Tom Cruise has seen it. All your friends.
Jaden Smith's seen it.
But we're going to, I guess, jump into a completely spoiler-filled...
I feel like this is going to be one of those movies where not everyone that listens to HeyFam necessarily needs to see this movie. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say...
You don't need to see it. Don't
you definitely don't need
this
to pay for it.
No, you certainly don't
It represents everything that we've fucking hated about the last 5 years of superhero movies. And it has one of the biggest scumbags currently acting.
It's also
in the
like
lead role.
Saying that too, it's just like... Maybe at one point this was like on the burning leading edge of superhero movies, but the delay of it in terms of like the shit it talks about.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it is so delayed, we just like we would know it's like the fucking after 30 years, this movie came out 2 weeks after Across the Spider-Verse, which blows my mind because there are similarities, not many, but it is such
at the core concepts.
At the core concept, there are similarities.
It tries to do the same like two big things, and Spider-Verse just destroys
just
the Flash.
Absolutely destroys.
So we're gonna get into our full review, spoilers review over at PayFam. You can catch it over at Patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month is all it costs for you to hear us tear this movie to shreds. And you can also join
in. To understand this movie too. Like, I wonder if there's like a part of it's from one script. Like, I wonder how many of the scripts were melded together. Because I mean, like, at one point this seems like it was just a straight up Flash movie.
Yeah,
but then it becomes a Flashpoint movie, and I guess like they can't get that out of their head.
There are so many moments where it looks like an actor's face is just like they've filmed their mouth and then just put it on a model, like a pre-existing model of them in another scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'd say that did happen.
Like a lot of Affleck Batman. I feel like they just filmed his mouth and then just shoved it on a generic Batman
I don't know
model.
If something's with my hearing, but I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
So
could you?
No.
I don't think he moves his mouth when he talks.
And I know, like, he has a great chin, but they made it, like, so much bigger in this movie.
Well, I think he made it so much bigger, probably from, like, the Dunkin' Donuts he eats. Yeah.
Anyway, come join us over at patreon.com/heyfam. You can also join our Discord and talk about this movie and actually good movies over there. There is a flash
thread popping off.
It's going ham. Anyway, patreon.com/heyfam. See you over there, buddy, everybody.
Au revoir.